The wind blew heavily through the forest she was stalking through. The sound of the leaves rustling above her calmed her mind as she vented her frustration. Just days ago, Hannah had nearly died because of her. She had her collar wrapped around herself as she stomped around the trees in hatred of herself. She knew that necromancy would require her to do things she never wanted to do, but what Hannah was asking was far too much. She had killed the poor bastard days before they started the ritual, and Hannah expected her to disfigure and disembowel the corpse. She had been in the cinders for most of her life at this point, but that didn't make her a psychopath.
Fucking bitch.
She screamed out, then slammed her fists against the tree she was standing next to. She placed her forehead against the bark and let out a sigh.
I trusted you. I gave you my heart.
She said as tears began welling in her eyes. Her dark red aura still flowing around her swelled as she pushed energy into the tree. She felt the life it held through her magic and drank in the calm quiet of the forest. After a moment, she sat down with her back against the bark. She closed her eyes and let her mind rest. Snow began falling around her as she stepped around a large tree. She felt the cold air against her fur as the wind picked up. Her cloak whipped around as the icy breeze stung her face. She pushed forward through the irritation and pain. The crunch of the snow beneath her feet satisfied her as it reminded her of her first contract within the cinder. As she walked through the trees, not sure of where she was going or why she was here, she began hearing a familiar voice call out to her.
Vera, why do you hide from the truth? Why do you lock me away?
As those words played out in the breeze of the cold winter night, Vera stopped moving. Her ears twitched as the sound of footsteps began filling out the silence. She turned towards the noise and summoned a transparent red kashida in her hands.
Who are you?
She asked demandingly, then nearly gasped as a figure rounded a tree just in front of her.
Can't you recognize your own face?
The figure said as it stepped into the moonlight. Standing before her was a perfect reflection of herself, except for the massive burn mark over her right eye.
What is this?
Vera asked as the puppet of herself glowed intensely with her own color. The figure only smiled before leaping into action. Vera put up her guard, deflecting multiple slashes from an identical curved blade so commonly used by her people.
Don't tell me you have already forgotten about me.
The duplicate said, then jumped away from a large swipe from Vera.
I don't understand what you want.
Vera said as their blades impacted once again.
You will soon enough.
The reflection said, then disappeared just before Vera could lash out with a spell. She opened her eyes with a gasp and sat up from the tree she had fallen asleep against. Her color was still flowing around her in a vibrant and beautiful fashion. She looked up to the sky, noticing that the sun had begun to set, then stood up, brushing the dirt from her tight leggings. She looked back to the tree with a shudder, then began walking back to Myopia and her home. The dream fading into her memory to be forgotten. Hello, this is Rose, narrator for the Ember Witch Saga. If you enjoyed this program, consider becoming a Patreon member. You will get early access to scripts and new episodes a week before they release to the public, along with producer credits in each season finale. Join in and support at patreon.com/EYMBR_. Thank you for listening.